Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to show number 43 of Radio Oscillations. We opened up with the absolutely stunning Pergamon from Tangerine Dream, the album, live at the Palace de République in the GDR, Quichotte Part 1. Well, the reason why we were playing that is because it was a very special man's 69th birthday on the 6th of June last week. That man is Edgar Froese, so we'd like to doff our peaks to Mr. Edgar Froese, Mick. This is a special show dedicated to all the music made by Mr. Edgar Froese. Obviously, we opened up with a Tangerine Dream tune, but we're going to play you the second side of Quichotte now, so we'll see you in another 22 minutes.
In a minute.
Thank you.
deserving a very generous round of applause there. There you go. That was Kashot parts 1 and 2 from the absolutely amazing Pergamon LP with a classic lineup, Mick, of
Christoph Franke, Edgar Fraser, whose birthday we're celebrating from last Thursday, and Johannes Schmerling, who replaced Peter Bauman when he left the band in round about 1976, I believe. Yes, this album's dated 1980.
Yeah, it's quite ironic that Edgar Froese was the most dominant force in that second part on his electronic guitar, Mick.
Indeed. The piano solo, which started off the beginning of the first side, was actually played by Johannes Schmerling. You might notice in that last track, the last part of the album, there was a very understated drum machine, which is very typical of Tangerine Dream insofar as like the rhythm is always held by the bass sequence, which is created by Christoph Franke. And Christoph Franke used to, using these big Moog synthesizer, redo these rhythms, these sequences live. He changed them live. I mean, I've seen the band about 4 times and I've watched him twiddling the knobs. It's just amazing the way he does it.
Yeah, so we're going to round up our birthday celebrations for Mr. Edgar Froese by playing a track from his 1974 LP, Aqua. And this track's called NGC 891. I'd just like to quickly thank Route 66 for another great show. What does NGC 891 stand for, Mick?
Well, NGC means New Galactic Catalogue. It's American cataloguing system of galaxies and heavenly bodies in the sky.
Great. So it's goodbye from me.
And good night. Thank you.
Thank you.